Rural Focus.
Time this morning to catch up with ALEC CEO Mark Harvey Sutton. Good morning there to you, mate.
Morning, Troy. Thanks for having me back, mate.
I know you've had a busy week over there. You've caught up with a few from WA. Were you part of that walkout the other day?
Absolutely. Yes, very proudly to part of that walkout. There was no way in the world that it would be tolerable for ALEC to sit through Minister Watt parroting that dreadful announcement as a positive for Australian agriculture. We wanted to send a very clear message, and we walked out alongside farming groups from right across the country. It was a very clear message to Minister Watt that we don't accept this announcement that he's made about the timeline to phase out live sheep.
And the other announcement, mate, that you're not going anywhere.
No, mate. And we wanted to send a very clear message. And this has come from talking to my members who are the sheep exporters. They really wanted to do something to send a signal to the Western Australian producers. We know that it is such a diabolical situation in the West at the moment with the seasonal conditions that are prevailing. And, you know, it's been made worse and exacerbated by this timing of this dreadful announcement. But they wanted to send a very clear message, as did I, that we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue exporting sheep. The government set a four-year timeline. I'm very confident in fighting this that we should be able to export longer, but forever as long as we're allowed to export sheep, we will be doing so. So that's a very clear message I wanted to deliver, Troy.
Yeah, absolutely, because, well, there's still unprecedented demand for our long-term trading partners, especially around the Middle East, isn't there, mate?
Well, that is one of the most frustrating things about this argument the government putting forward. It's a declining trade. That is rubbish. It is actually growing. We've just reopened the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and they are over the moon with the quality of sheep that Australia is being able to provide them again. We're getting interest from other countries such as Egypt and Morocco, and indeed our long-standing market demand is increasing. And they've sent a very clear signal to us through our channels that they want to keep buying our sheep, and they will.
Absolutely.
And they've said that very clear. They're extremely affronted, Troy, with how this government is treating the trading relationship and indeed the broader relationship between their countries and Australia. But they want our sheep, and that we'll continue providing that.
Well, it just seems that both the state government and also the federal government just ignoring the facts and science and have zero regard for the WA ag sector currently, mate.
Well, the WA state government, to their credit, has been very strong at just how inappropriate this announcement was. I even heard Minister Jarvis say the other day that the government needs to reverse this policy, which I think is a very powerful statement to make. But the problem is that the federal government is just ignoring all evidence. And it emerged last week that there was a preference deal being done with the Animal Justice Party. So, you know, that's the sort of contempt they hold Western Australian farmers in, Troy. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what the evidence says. We're just in it for the politics. We're just in it for the vote. And so it seems this preference deal is driving all of this.
Well, that's all it is, isn't it? It's just a vote-grabbing exercise in the East.
Oh, it's appalling. Yeah. And you know the most appalling thing about it? This is supposed to be a government that acts in the interests of Australians. It's as simple as that. Doesn't matter the way you vote. You need to make the right decision. You need to do what's right. And this government is doing wrong. And that is just so appalling. And I just want to say to your listeners that are producers, the export industry's got your back. We're not backing down one iota. We're going to fight this thing, and we're going to fight it hard. And there's a lot of work coming, and this is going to be a long and enduring fight, Troy. So we're with you.
Who did you meet while you were in Canberra, mate? Because I know that some of the WA lobby groups met with this person, that person. Did you actually meet with any of the pollies over there?
Well, I'm based in Canberra, I meet them every now and then. look, it's suffice to say that there wasn't a lot of communication with the Minister for Agriculture's office last week. But we were there as part of the National Farmers Federation. We're a proud member of NFF, as are the farming bodies from WA. And I know that the Prime Minister and the Ag Minister had a very robust discussion after we walked out on the Minister's breakfast speech, had a very robust discussion with the NFF CEO and President. They were grumpy about it. And to their credit, the NFF said, well, we're grumpy about what's happening. This
absolutely
is not right. And we won't be pushed around. So good on them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, you and the team there at ALEC, sheep exporters to the Federal Agriculture Minister Murray Watt saying, you're not going anywhere anywhere, and you're in this for the long haul, mate.
I'd like to think they'll regret this decision, Troy. Yep. That's my intent, and it's the intent of the entire export industry. We're not going away, mate. Not going away.
No, they're certainly not, and great to hear too from the Australian Livestock Exporters Council CEO Mark Harvey-Sutton joining us on the program this morning. Part of Double Shot Tuesday today is Flea and the Boys, the Chili Peppers at Triple M.